The easy thing is always just to quit, but the rare thing is to actually push through. And oftentimes, if you just continue to push forward and you don't quit right before the breakthrough, you can begin to achieve all the things you've wanted to achieve in business.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design.
Hey, everyone. I want to take you into a conversation I was having just in the past week with a particular business owner who's ready to quit. He's ready to burn it all down to the ground. And this business has actually got target to make about $3 million in revenue. He thought he was failing. He was ready to truly burn it to the ground, start back over, get back to one person where things were going to be a lot simpler. But here's the deal. He was actually winning. He just couldn't see it. And that conversation, and actually many other conversations that I've had very similar to that one, is what this conversation in this episode is all about. There's a maxim that I think I first heard from Daniel Priestley that business is hard and it gets harder. The further you want to go, the more people you have on your team, the harder business actually gets. You know, people say that it's hard, but very rarely do we talk about what it actually looks like in real time. This particular business had a brand new team, not a single team member over 9 months in tenure. They were bringing on a sales rep for the very first time, spinning up an entire new sales department, had new systems and processes over in the delivery and fulfillment side, was moving office locations, and a business owner that was stretched thin through a house remodel. Does this sound familiar to you? We seem to tend to, and I certainly do this myself as entrepreneurs and business owners, tend to take on more than what we feel like that we can, and we bite off more than we can chew, as it's often said. The founder was short-fused, frustrated, felt like a fraud. As a matter of fact, said, "I feel like I'm playing business. I don't know what I'm doing. I oftentimes am faking it in front of the team meeting." And this was happened to be on a Monday when this conversation was happening. And he said, "You know, just in that meeting, I felt like that I'm just faking it, acting like I know everything that's going on, acting like I have it all together when the reality is I don't." And that led us into this conversation. I ended up letting him kind of talk about it for about 20 minutes, kind of vent to me. This is the moment that people feel, but we never really talk about. This idea of burning it to the ground really is this idea of quitting fantasy that a lot of us have of like, you know what? It could just be a lot simpler if I just went back down and back. Could I actually make the same amount of money personally if I actually brought it back down and made it more simple? All of that is just a fallacy in disguise. What ends up happening is we kind of logically start to think, I could make the same amount of money if I made this business a lot smaller, simpler. But the reality is what you've hit is just a ceiling of complexity, and it is a normal part of business. This is the part where the founder, the business owner, the moment where the job begins to change. This business in Q1 hit 95% to quota. This business was anything but failing. This was a business owner that said, "I don't know how to develop a sales rep and develop a sales team. I don't know how to really develop the customer service team." That is a normal part of business. And even inside that complexity, this business owner, the business itself was actually succeeding. Think about all the things I just mentioned. Some personal, I'd say stressors, not necessarily challenges, but a remodeling of a house, moving of office locations. As a matter of fact, actually combining two locations down into one and moving completely. Brought on a new office manager, a brand new, standing up a new sales team and sales department, yet at 95% to target in Q1. See, nobody teaches us this. We read it in these books like I have behind me. We read it in the E-Myth, but until you actually go through and experience it, it's a whole different ball game. This is the job of leveling up. And this is the moment that if you just persevere and have grit, as in what the book says, perseverance and passion, you will come out on the other side. You just can't give up. And most business owners don't. This is often times, though, when business owners don't necessarily always give up, but they go sideways. They look for something easier. Maybe they decide, I could go start another business instead of pushing through the difficulties and complexities that I'm faced with right now. I think that this particular thing happens often around the million-dollar threshold. I mean, in that 500, 750,000, you've got enough of a team and you've been able to kind of fake it or walk through it a little bit, but now you're actually trying to grow and scale a legitimate business. And this is when the ceiling of complexity hits. Now, when you get through this, this is where oftentimes you can see come serial entrepreneurs that can spin up a business and get it to 3 million or get it to 5 million, get it to 10 million, is because they know the patterns and they've been through it. Couple of my mentors, I think about Keith Cunningham, I think about Daniel Priestley. This is why they've been able to follow their blueprint to do it multiple times, because they've seen it, they understand, they know what's coming, and they know how to develop systems. They know how to develop and recruit a really great team around them. This is also why when you do push through, this is why business owners can make so much money, because not many people are actually cut out for this. They actually can't develop a team. They actually can't develop the systems that's needed to scale the business. And so oftentimes what ends up happening, only business owners can relate and understand the part where that they're going through the difficulties and they're not making the kind of money that they ultimately want to make. But ultimately, if they can push through this ceiling of complexity, if you will, they can begin to make serious money, $300,000, $500,000, $750,000, $1 million a year personally and beyond. And this is why business owners can make so much money, is because they had to endure all of these things that not many people see, but other business owners do. I have been fortunate enough to work alongside some incredibly successful business owners. People have gone way beyond anything that I've been able to do. And I've been fortunate enough to just kind of sit somewhat shotgun along their journey. And what I used to think is that business owners, they get it all figured out. I don't know what I'm doing. Everybody else has got this figured out. I can tell you that's not the case. That is not the case. They're figuring it out too. They are working through it as well. What looks like a well-oiled machine, things are running like clockwork, they're figuring it out along the way too. Now, in front of their team, they put on. I'm not saying that they fake it per se, or by no means that they're lying. They are putting on the role that they need to put on of confidence and conviction. But internally, behind the scenes, they're like, hey, you know what? I don't know. I'm figuring this thing out too. And that's what it takes for them to be able to just kind of stumble through it a little bit. I often say that the business owner becomes the size the business needs to be first, and then they pull the business along. But that doesn't mean that it's easy to learn to be a $1 million business owner and then be a $3 million business owner and then be a $5 million and then be a $10 million. It's not that at all. As a matter of fact, they're making it up as they kind of go. Sure, they develop some systems, they get themselves in the room of other people, they learn from other mentors of what does it look like and feel like, and it helps them to avoid some of those stumbling blocks and some of those pitfalls along the way. But if you've been in this, and I shared this recently with our Blueprint members in the chat, just completely blew up, where people were like, oh my gosh, yes, I feel like that all the time. I feel like an imposter. I feel like a fraud. I feel like I'm faking business. The reality is, we all are. Sure, there's people, like I mentioned, some of my mentors that have absolutely figured it out. And my hope is that I've been able to figure out some things along the way to pass on to you. But I'm figuring it out myself. often talk about hills I'm used to be willing to die on no longer are there because I've been proven wrong in some of those things. I would even say that an Alex Hormozi, another person that's incredibly successful, he's figured it out at certain levels too. Now he's trying to figure out the $100 million, $250 million, $1 billion and beyond of what that looks like. And there's people well beyond him that are pouring into him that he's figuring it out too. He's acclimating to that level of elevation. Look, we work with small business owners in this 300,000 to 3 million stage. That's predominantly, yes, do we have people that are well past that and have grown into it? But that's the stage. And there's a lot of patterns within all of that. And so this business owner that was feeling this way, I certainly didn't laugh or brush it off, but I tried to make him feel like you're not alone. And tried to give some examples of other people that have said the same thing. And this has come up in the first quarter. I can think of five names that has shared, that I've worked with, that have shared something to this effect, that they're like, you know what, I'm figuring this out. I don't know this as well as maybe I'm putting on to others. And so if you feel that way, just know that you're not alone. And oftentimes, if you just continue to push forward and you don't quit right before the breakthrough, you can begin to achieve all the things you've wanted to achieve in business. Some businesses genuinely don't have a brighter future ahead, sadly, depending on what they're in or depending on the industry, et cetera. And that certainly is the case. But that is a very small percentages of businesses. Most of the time, when it feels like this, you actually are closer than what you think. The easy thing is always just to quit. But the rare thing is to actually push through. Let me leave you with this thinking time question. What would change if you stayed in it 6 more months? How would you begin to show up differently if you stayed in it just for 6 more months? I hope this resonated with you. It's been kind of more of a, certainly a higher level conversation or something that is not really a specific action item. It's not a tool. It's not a skill set. We tend to index a lot for skills and tools, very little for just how to think about it or how to approach it. More of a philosophical, I try to stay away from some of those, but I do think that this is important. I used to think everybody had it figured out and I was the only dumb one in the room. And I certainly still do feel that way often. But the truth is, a lot of business owners are just trying to figure it out, just like you are. I hope this served you well. Thanks for being a listener. By the way, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, go and do that. That would certainly help us out. We're doing a lot more work already, as I promised earlier in the year, the later part of 2025. We're enhancing our YouTube experience. So would love to be able to see and connect you over there. By the way, you can leave a comment, like and comment on the video. It's a little bit easier than on Spotify or Apple. It's harder to see those comments, much easier on YouTube. So I look forward to connecting with you over there. Hey, and before you go, we just finished our marketing workshop for April. If you missed it, you can still get the replay. We'd love to be able to have you to check out the workshop that myself and Matt Jonesa did. If you go to workshop.blueprintos.com, you'll actually be able to register for our next workshop, which in the month of May coming up is a leadership workshop. Now, this used to be called the Club Capital Leadership Podcast. Now it's the Above the Business. We haven't talked about leadership in quite some time. And so in this workshop, have a fantastic guest, actually somebody that came on the podcast previously. And I loved his content so much that I wanted to be able to have him for our May workshop, which is all about leadership. You hear more about that down the road. If you feel like that you're on the cusp of hiring a manager, your very first manager, maybe an office manager, sales manager, a service manager, or you already have a manager and you want to grow and develop them, you are going to want to be at our May workshop. It's going to be phenomenal. Go to workshop.blueprintos.com. All right. Till next time, lead well and go be great.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to turn clicks into clients and grow your business with confidence? Well, DirectClicks has helped over 1,000 businesses increase their lead volume by an average of 300%. Built by business owners, for business owners, DirectClicks specializes in custom marketing solutions that deliver real results. From paid search campaigns and performance max to SEO and social media management, they provide the comprehensive digital marketing your business needs to grow. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners to the Above the Business podcast. If you visit directclicksinc.com/above the business, you'll get a free marketing campaign audit. They'll assess your website, social media, SEO, content, and paid advertising. Then they'll provide actionable recommendations. Plus, when you choose to partner with them, they'll waive all your setup fees. Don't miss this opportunity to grow your business with proven marketing strategies with DirectClicks. directclicksinc.com/above the business.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit coachpconsulting.com to get started.